There were two main factors. One is the drought. The drought is not only here in South Sudan, but also it's affected Kenya, parts of Uganda and Ethiopia. And the second factor is intertribal conflicts. Both had an effect on the high food prices because the people here partly import grains from Kenya because of the drought there went up already. Then with the conflict, the trade stopped and the prices went even higher.
How widespread are those intertribal conflicts that you mentioned?
Let's say the old lines between the different ethnic tribes. However, nowadays the effect is much bigger than before because people now use automatic weapons, where before maybe a spear and a fighting stick. So it flares up from time to time. It has maybe also some political background that's very hard to say, that people get displaced.
Now, I understand that the rainy season is approaching and this might affect your food distribution. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, the point is parts of South Sudan become one big swamp in the rainy season and the roads are then completely blocked. So to those areas, we are pre-positioning food. We have a number of warehouses that we are setting up. That means that the food is already very near to the people in time that they need it.
How long do you think Southern Sudan is going to need this emergency food assistance? Do you think it will need it throughout 2010?
No, hopefully not. What we foresee now is that they really need the assistance just before the harvest, 2 months before the harvest, for the general food insecure. The severe food insecure will get another 4 or 5 months of assistance as well.